Coach Mike Ditka on the Bears. Coming up here in a few minutes, my friend Tim Cavanaugh later. The big story coming up in a couple minutes, sponsored by IWantSmart.com. Why don't we start it early? The big story?
Oh, I was gonna make this our big story.
Yeah, let's do that.
Want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
All right, very good. Very important announcement this morning from our governor, Governor Rauter, in studio. How are you, Governor?
Yeah, good morning. Great to be back with you guys. Big news. Very exciting. We're kicking off the reelection campaign. Critical time for the state of Illinois. We've made great progress over the last 3 years, but we got a lot of work yet to go. And we've got to change our system, and we're going to get it done.
Let me ask you about a couple of things. I noticed in the video you're riding a motorcycle across Illinois. Is that to save money? I mean, I could loan you a few bucks for an Uber.
There you go. I'm a passionate motorcycle rider. I have been since I was a kid. I used to race motocross in high school. No, I love love riding with veterans and police officers and firefighters and first responders around the state. I do it all the time.
How's your staff feel about that?
Well, some want to be out there with me. Others like waving from the car window.
Yeah. Right. But you're a good, safe rider.
All the time. I wear a helmet and ride safe. But, you know, I was really out. I love traveling the state and meeting with the people of Illinois. We have such great people. We have such a wonderful state. We have unlimited potential, except our system's broken. It's really not working. Our government's not working for people. And I ran for governor originally to change it, to fundamentally shake up our system so we can get more jobs, we get more economic opportunity, we can bring down our tax burden and have a government that's efficient and working for people, and a political system that's not rigged for the insiders and the career politicians who term limits and a system that really works. So we've made progress, but we've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to keep going at it.
Where are we on term limits?
Well, I tell you, we got 600,000 signatures a few years ago. I helped lead that effort. People in Illinois overwhelmingly want term limits on our politicians. We got the signatures to do a petition to get it on the ballot. Mike Madigan had his personal lawyer sue and block it, and his judges kept it off the ballot. So now our only option is for legislators to put it on the ballot. So we're calling on every legislator running for the state general assembly, promise to put term limits on the ballot. Let the people of Illinois vote up or down on term limits.
Yeah, and by the way, this in all likelihood, if it gets through, would be grandfathered. So this wouldn't even affect Madigan. So why would he block it? I mean, I know the answer to that, but why would he block it? I'm asking you.
He doesn't want any change. He likes the system that he can control. And the reality is it would put a 10-year limit on anybody in the General Assembly. 10 years is a long time, plenty of time. Now, the Speaker's been there since 1971, but 10 years is plenty of time. And it will put 8 years on statewide officers like myself and others, the Attorney General and others. And the right answer is to have term limits. Nobody should stay so long that they get locked in and entrenched with special
government was never designed to be that. Mm-hmm.
No, exactly right. George Washington stepped aside after 8 years when he founded our nation. We need everybody to step aside after a few years.
Governor, well-known differences between you and Speaker Madigan. It's in the video as well. You mentioned the Madigan machine. What will be different in this term?
Well, here's the issue. We've got an opportunity to cause a movement, to get people. This is really not about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about insiders, career politicians who've set up a corrupt system that benefits themselves and their cronies. And whether you're a Democrat or Republican, we're all losing from this. We get high taxes. We lose job opportunities. We have corruption and cronyism. The system is broken. It's rigged. And what we're starting now is a movement, a transformation, a revolution, if you will. Democrats and Republicans, come together. Let's together get term limits done by insisting that the members of the General Assembly, if they're going to run for office and ask for your vote, demand that they commit to put term limits on the ballot.
Now, there has been a job growth hit in the state, which is tremendous when it comes to technology and things like that. And last week, and by the way, this is all on Facebook Live now at WGN Radio and also through your Facebook Live page. But we've had a nice positive technology hit here. Is that going to key other industries to come here?
Yeah, it absolutely will. Every business, every industry needs technology and innovation and new ideas and software and programming and new products. And we in Illinois are so fortunate. The University of Illinois is one of the greatest research technology universities in the world. And their students, their alumni, their faculty have started dozens of the most successful companies, YouTube, PayPal, Yelp, iTunes, Tesla Motors, Oracle. It's stunning. What we can do by creating a network of integrating the U of I with the U of C and Northwestern and getting them here in Chicago and in other communities is keep their students here, starting companies here. And I've already talked to companies that say, boy, you do that, we're coming to Illinois because we want to be right near the U of I where their students are staying.
Well, and the interesting thing about that is, as depressing as it can be to look at the overall infighting that goes on all the time, the stuff that you're trying to fight against, it's encouraging to see these businesses being willing to invest. You got Google and Facebook on the other side of town.
That's right.
And folks spend a lot of money to come to Illinois and do business. So that's all upside. Speaking of money, Pritzker's got a lot of it. You have a lot of it. You know, I've asked you this before because, as you know, you and I don't agree on everything, but I've supported you, and I continue to support you, and I know you appreciate that.
But I do very much.
But in conjunction with that, I often wonder why you want the headache. Because you got plenty of money, you got a nice life, you can go skiing every day, you can go do whatever you want, and yet you're coming back for more. Is it because the job's not done, or is there another reason?
Well, certainly the job's not done. We've made wonderful progress. We've made great achievements, but we've got so much more to do. And why do I do it? Because this is home. This is home. You know, I love Illinois. I love Chicago. I was born here, lived here my whole life, raised six wonderful kids here, built businesses here. I have my dearest friends here. I love Illinois, and I won't let these insiders, these career corrupt politicians, destroy our home. That's what they're doing, and we've got to stop it. And I don't care who I run against. I don't care who's got what kind of money. That doesn't matter. This is about changing the system. This is about fighting back and getting a better future for our children and grandchildren, and I'm all in for it.
How much money are you going to spend of your own?
Who knows? Who knows? You know, that we'll get our message out for sure. We are running to do three primary things now. We've got to bring down our property tax burden. We have the highest property taxes in America, and it's crushing our families and our small businesses. We have got to roll back Madigan's forced higher income tax. We got to roll it back in a few years, and we can get that done by growing our economy faster than our government spending. And we've got to get term limits so we stop this system of insiders controlling
our
government.
Again, I don't know why those were outlandish. I don't understand. I don't understand why people go, wait a minute. What is crazy about any of that?
No, exactly. And why does Speaker Madigan block that? Why did he force his members in the General Assembly, who are loyal to him rather than to their constituents, to block those three things? It's because he controls the system. He makes money from it, and his cronies make money from it. And we, Democrats and Republicans, need to stand up and say, no more of that. It doesn't matter what party you're in. We want government that works for the people, and that's what we're going to fight to change.
My question for you, probably on the mind of every resident, we just got socked with one of the highest tax increases. I know you were completely against that, but just mentioned rolling back the Madigan tax act. How will we get, as taxpayers, how will we get tax relief?
Yeah, exactly right.
Everybody gets Amazon Prime.
Yes.
So the two things we got to do, get the property taxes down. How do we do it? Freeze property taxes for a couple years and give residents in every community the ability through a simple voter referendum, very easy, simple majority, just a few signatures needed. Every voter can decide whether to have their property tax levy go up or down in their community. And if we take the control away from Madigan and his fellow politicians, give the control to the residents, to the voters, we will get our property tax burden down.
That's it's my hula hoop theory. Stand in a hula hoop, look outside. Everything you can see is within your control. You take care of your local school board. You take care of your local town council.
Exactly.
And you have them control your life more than you know, and you then are responsible for them. Then everything can get better from there.
Exactly right. And then in terms of the income tax, here's the challenge for us. Under Madigan's control, with his caucus in the General Assembly, we have been shooting government spending through the roof over the last 35 years, and our economy has been relatively stagnant. Very slow growth, really almost no growth. I'm proud, since I became governor, we've added about 130,000 net new jobs, but we should have added five times that much. If we grow our economy faster than our government spending, we will have balanced budgets. Frankly, we'll have surpluses, like Indiana's running, like other states are running. We can have surpluses, and we'll roll back the income tax. That's the key.
The damage, in my opinion, that Trump's doing to the country is akin to the damage that Madigan's doing to the state. This is not a Republican or a Democrat thing, as you stated. This is an Illinois thing in this case, and this is an American thing otherwise. And I really feel like people are starting to stand up.
No, that's right. I feel it as I travel the state. Everywhere I go, and I love the work, working for the people of Illinois. I love going out and meeting people and talking with them and listening to their concerns and ideas. Everywhere I go, people come up to me and say, Governor, stay strong. Don't back down. Don't give up. You're on the right track. Stick to your guns. We're with you. And a lot of times they go and say, and I'm a Democrat. I don't normally support Republicans, but I like what you're doing. We know Madigan's a problem. You're trying to fix the system, and we're with you.
Your wife was very nice to come on the show regularly during the first campaign, but I had a sense you would never run for two. She's on board?
She's as feisty and competitive as anybody. She's a lifelong Democrat. She knows the system's broken, and she looks forward to coming back on your show. She'll be here.
Nice to see you. I know you got to run, and I appreciate you coming on to say hello and to start this new train again. Chris Kennedy's been on the show. I like him. He's a common sense guy. Pritzker's invited here anytime, so I certainly hope that he and Mr. Madigan can decide what his schedule will be, and he'll show up, as well as the other candidates as well. But your access is important, and for this audience, it's important for that they hear from you, so I know we'll continue that.
Well, it's an honor to work for the people of Illinois. I'm excited. We got big changes coming. We're gonna achieve wonderful things and a better future for the people here.
All right, so is there a website for the new campaign yet?
Yeah, what's our website? We got a bunch. Yeah, okay. Still BruceRauner.com. We got a whole bunch of things, but that's the best one, BruceRauner.com. That was an easy one to remember.
Yeah, well, you had your helmet on yesterday. You can't be paying attention to that. Good luck with the rest of the day.
Thanks very much.